Hello, I'm actor Anupam Kher, and on my new podcast, Anupam Cares, I'm sharing amazing stories from my life and around the world that remind us of all life can be. Find Anupam Cares on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High school football playoffs, this incredible season, reaches its championship weekend in Tallahassee. J.C. Carnahan, the Orlando Sentinel, is there to cover all of it. And by the way, first off, good morning to you, J.C. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. I want to say real quick, I grew up in the Boys and Girls Club back home in Ohio, and it really meant a lot to my life, to my brother's life. Keep those donations coming.
That's awesome. By the way, Chris Vasquez says, hey, JC sounds tired. First off, I said, the minute you come on the air, the energy is going to be there. I know that it's been, long day for you, getting a Tallahassee, all that stuff, but you're not tired. You're ready to go. We got state championship football here, right?
I got into Tallahassee at about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And, we've got a game today at 1 o'clock. We've got games tomorrow at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm trying to get the juices flowing here, Mark.
All right. Hey, before we dive into what took place last week and games being a play the next couple of days, the state championships last year, we know some of the issues we had in Daytona Beach with the crowd and parking, the decision to go to Tallahassee. It has hosted championships before. Maybe it's not the most ideal destination because of its location, but how are these championships? I know you just got there, but what's been the feedback about how the championships have gone thus far at Doak?
You know, just seeing the Twitter post and of the other media outlets covering the games. I mean, hey, it seems to be some fun matchups so far, and I don't think there's going to be any issues. I mean, I've seen some pictures of crowds. People look socially distanced, and I think that's part of what needed to be done, and that was part of the reason why Doak Campbell Stadium became the destination, because you already had the smaller classification games already locked in to being played at Tallahassee, and so it only made sense to in the last minute to have the other games follow along, but then they were all moved to Doak for that reason, for the social distancing and people wearing masks and so forth. So I doubt there's going to be any issues with how things play out. I do know that when you have a team like Seminole and Osceola, both from Central Florida, playing in the state championship game, there are some comments out there about, man, we're only 50 miles apart. Why do we have to drive all the way to Tallahassee? And then on the flip side of that, you've got people saying, hey, we get to drive to Tallahassee. And that's really a positive way to look at it. And that's really the only way you really should look at it, because a lot of other teams would love to drive however many hours it takes to get here to play in these games.
All right, let me get to just one of the games. And again, we've already had four champions crowned, but I do want to ask you. Cardinal Gibbons down in Fort Lauderdale beat the Bulls out of Jacksonville 35-21. That's two titles in 3 years for Gibbons. They beat St. Thomas, who we're going to talk about, who will play Edgewater. So congrats to Gibbons, who's building a little bit of a mini power down there.
Yeah, I mean, and, you look at the COVID year that we've had, we've seen some interesting results week in and week out where you're like, wow, I didn't see that one coming. And then, that loss by Aquinas, you had Vero Beach that lost a couple games that you thought, how'd that happen? So really, this is the kind of year where some surprise champions can come out of these games. And, when I do pick my winners during the segment, I think that it may turn a couple heads as well.
All right, before we get to the matchup, Lake Mineola and Miami Central, again, one of the few teams down in South Florida that chose to play. You wrote a really good piece about Lake Mineola, this unique town. It's one of the beauties of small town. I'm not saying it's such a small town, but where the town wraps its arms around a football team. We talk about Apopka year in and year out, the wonderful folks over College Park in Edgewater. What does it mean for Lake Mineola to get this stage for a state championship?
I talked to a senior running back, Duke Walker, earlier in the week. And he said when he got to school, just everyone's coming up to him, offering congratulations. And he, there was just a different energy at school after, they won triple overtime game on Friday night. A few days later, everyone's just buzzing about it. And the head coach, Walter Banks, he pretty much said the same thing. He's like, man, I've just, there's just been a buzz around here that just hasn't been here. And the school opened up in 2011. So, the fact, and then this is only the third year that the football team has made the playoffs. They reached the region championship game last year. And then, you know, obviously every week that you keep winning, the students, the faculty, they start to kind of pay a little bit more attention in the playoffs. And if you see the Lake Mineola football Twitter account, they had one heck of a send-off as they left for Tallahassee yesterday. Some pretty cool video shots of just, you know, people out there holding signs and all that kind of stuff as the buses left for Tallahassee. And, you know, also it's interesting to note that Lake Mineola has two assistant coaches that actually played at Florida State. And so, of course, those guys were all fired up to get a chance to bring their football team to Doe Campbell Stadium. That's pretty cool.
1 o'clock kickoff today. You mentioned Mineola wins the incredible 49-48 shootout last week. Central lost to Northwestern since then, Miami Northwestern since then, reeled off seven in a row. Take me through the matchup. What's important for Mineola here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Mineola's going to need to continue to play solid defense and run the ball. That's pretty much what their bread and butter has become as the season went on. And we've talked in weeks past about the dual threat quarterback, Robbie Sanders, who came in, I think it was the fourth or fifth week in the season. He could throw it. He could run it. And they're going to be playing against a Central team that just had a big offensive lineman signed to the University of Miami. They got a running back and a wide receiver that signed to Texas A&M. So they've got some quality pieces there on offense. And look, Miami Central, they're no strangers to playing in the state championship game. They're the defending state champions, and they've been there several times just within this past decade. But I do think that this matchup is going to be a close one. And I'm going to give Lake Mineola the nod, and that's no homer speak there. I'm going to give them the nod just because, you know, I think that the excitement's there for them. And they are able to move the ball and put some points on the board on offense. And I think both defenses are great, but I think I'm just going to give Lake Mineola's offense just a little bit of an edge.
1 o'clock kick for the Class 6A championship. Quickly, WYJM Orlando, WJRR HD2 Cocoa Beach, Orlando sports leader. Mark Daniels of Beat It Sports. We're talking high school football state titles. J.C. Carnahan, the Sentinel, is with us. The second game tonight, 5A title, American Heritage, a power down in Plantation, but Rickards right there in Tallahassee is the 7 o'clock matchup. Just a quick comment, what's interesting about that matchup tonight to you?
I mean, Heritage is always, you know, it's always going to be a problem for teams. And then to be honest, I haven't, looked into that matchup too much. I've been too busy all week long recruiting coverage on a Wednesday, trying to get these three big games together that we have locally. I'm in the dark on that one. I'm going to have to watch it and report back to you tonight.
Sounds good. All right, 1 o'clock matchup on Saturday. It's the 8A championship. Let's go in order. It's Osceola. It's Seminole. Again, some incredible stories, local connections, a couple of guys that played elsewhere that are now helping teams. There's so much to like about this matchup. But first, can we go back and tell me last week your thoughts about how both these teams got to this championship game?
Man, I was at that Seminole and Apopka game, and look, Apopka takes a 21-7 lead. It's in the second half. Timmy McLean, quarterback, four-year starter at Seminole, signed a USF on Wednesday. He just comes up with two big touchdown drives for Seminole, and you know they basically steal this one from Apopka down the stretch. The final touchdown that really did it for Seminole it was a bad snap, and Timmy McLean bobbles it. It bounces off the ground. He scoops it up, goes over 50 yards to the left side of the defense for the touchdown, and then the Seminole defense comes up big with a stop. I talked to Apopka coach Jeff Wilson afterwards, and he said, man, if you would have told me that we would have scored 24 points in this game, I figure we had a pretty darn good chance to win it, but Seminole gets it done 28-24, and it was just one heck of a football game. I mean, all the way around. And then on the flip side, Osceola goes down to Miami, faces obviously a great Palmetto team, and they block a field goal. Osceola blocks a field goal with about 5 minutes left. A kid returns it 70, 80 yards for a touchdown. Osceola comes away with a 9-3 win. And Osceola coach Doug Nichols said, look, I'm glad that we were able to play against the Miami team because, you have to go through Miami to win a state championship. And, you know, so this had to happen. So hats off to them for getting that done.
Osceola wins that 9-3 matchup with Palmetto, and as you said, you thought they may have been, you know, one of the better teams, but again, just a great combination of games with those two. Who wins and why?
You know, I think Seminole wins it. Just you know, Timmy McClain is the X factor here. Both defenses are great. You've got Osceola with, you know, who's playing great in the secondary. They got a couple of solid players along the defensive line. They need to contain Timmy McClain. That's going to be you know, the one key ingredient there, because Seminole's defense is equally impressive, and that's where it's all going to be at, man. You look at, I think I tallied it up, 4 years as a starter, he's got 39 wins for that Seminole program, and he can throw it, he can run it, but he also is you know, took over, or you know took this offense that he was the only returning starter from that team last year. So 10 new pieces on offense, and then to have them at this point in the season is just so impressive.
You can line up some of the best kickers in the National Football League and give them 100 tries, and they may not hit a crossbar if they try to do it. But as we get to the 7A championship, which is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, St. Thomas Aquinas and Edgewater, it's a rematch of last year. But take me to last week. One, the crowd, which I'm not quite sure we social distanced at Niceville last week. But Edgewater, in that environment, winning the game as they did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I won't get into the crowd part of the conversation, man. But, yeah, packed house there at Niceville. And, look, Edgewater was off to, I believe it was a 21-7 lead. And midway through the second half, you had Niceville was able to start throwing the football on Edgewater quite a bit. The game comes down to the end. Niceville takes the lead. Edgewater does get one final drive. They convert on fourth down, and then it sets up a 40-yard field goal for Jack House. The field, he boots the kick. Now Jack House had missed a couple of kicks the week prior against Mitchell, but I'll tell you what, man, great video is out there of Jack House bouncing this ball off the crossbar through the uprights with 4 seconds left, and that gives Edgewater 2 weeks in a row impressive wins in the final seconds in the postseason. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but let's take it back to 2016. Very good Dr. Phillips team goes to the state championship game. They get beat. The very next year, 2017, they go to the state championship game. They win it. Everyone's like, wait a minute, how did this 2017 team win it and not the 2016 team? Fast forward to Edgewater this year. Last year's Edgewater team, everyone pretty much considers that to be a better overall team than this year's Edgewater team. And all of a sudden, this year's Edgewater team, miraculous wins the past 2 weeks, back in the state championship game. Should they do what Dr. Phillips did back just several years ago against St. Thomas Aquinas on Saturday night? I'm telling you what, I've had a hunch all week, Mark. I think Edgewater gets it done, man. And again, I don't want to come across as a homer. You can look at my predictions. I'm 85% on the season. I was 3-1 last week. I picked against Edgewater last week. They did the miracle last week, two weeks in a row, man. Can Edgewater get it done? I'm pushing all my chips in on Edgewater tomorrow night, Mark.
Well, look, I don't mind the part homer. We're going to get one local champ because the 8A matchup of Osceola and Seminole. Anytime you could say your other teams beat St. Thomas Aquinas and Miami Central, you should be proud of that. And if we get all three, then that's a testament to the quality and depth in the area. And even though, you know, we get a lot of teams that didn't play in South Florida, no one can question the journey these teams got there. Hey, before I let you go, just any final thoughts on signing day? Such a unique year, you know, without the visits and just the whole process and still some kids trying to make the most of a signing day. Give me a note or two to take away that you saw from signing day on Wednesday, whether it's a small story of someone that didn't realize this player or just some of the schools that had a lot of guys sign. What do you take away from this past week?
You know, a couple things that really stand out to me. At Seminole, you had just the dynamic, this athletic wide receiver, Jimmy Horn Jr. He got a lot of offers here the past month or so, decided to, the last minute, decided to join Timmy McClain at USF. So that duo is going to be heading out there to Tampa. You know, I was at Edgewater High School on Wednesday for signing day. Cameron Duke, he got choked up a bit, you know, pretty much became emotional when he had Tommy Hill, Christian Leary, Deshaun Troutman, Kevin Butler, all four of those kids signing, you know, with teams you had Alabama, Miami, Arizona State, Eastern Kentucky. So to see the emotion, you know, these are kids that you know, go through a program, whether they're 3 years, 4 years. And, you know, for coaches, it's like they're your kids or they're your nephews, and you're kind of sending them off into the world now. And so it's both exciting, bittersweet, you know, a little bit of sadness. And then you just hope for the best that these kids can take whatever that they learn during their time at your program and apply it to the next level of life, not just for football, but in school and work and family and all that kind of stuff. So that's what really stood out. You know, a lot of masks out there during these signing ceremonies, but hey, better safe than sorry.
High school football state championships continue with Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee today, 1 o'clock. Lake Mineola against Miami Central, the 6A title. Later tonight, good matchup. American Heritage out of South Florida takes on Rickards right there in Tallahassee tomorrow. Central Florida Flavor, 1 o'clock. Osceola Seminole 8A championship. And Edgewater, the rematch chance to knock off a national power St. Thomas for the 7A title. J.C. Carnahan will have the coverage. You can follow on Twitter at jccarns.com. You can also, through Spectrum, has the live stream as well if you want to catch that with our good friend Austin Lyon calling the action there. Get some rest. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, JC. I appreciate it.
All right. Now take care.